This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
They called him an uncaged lion. He stepped into court, chains hanging from his feet. He addressed the judge. Your Honor, you are nothing but a white racial bigot in judicial robes, and you know it. Who was he? This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. After undergoing a political transformation in Attica Prison, Martin Sostrin knew he had work to do when he got out. So in 1964, he opened the Afro-Asian Bookshop in Buffalo, New York. He enjoyed mentoring Black youth and let them read radical literature for free. But little did he know, his new bookstore would land him with a 30-year prison sentence. Why? A detective came by. Selling radical books can get you in trouble, he threatened, but Sostrin kept the store open. In the spring, firefighters broke in and doused his books with water. Sostrin replaced them. During the summer uprisings of 1967, his shop stood tall as a beacon of liberation. So, police raided his bookstore and arrested him. That didn't stop Sostrin from fighting back. At his hearing, Sostrin called out the anti-Blackness of the bail system. His bail was $50,000 because police said he was rich from selling drugs. But when Judge Jacob Latona denied the obvious setup, Sostrin had had enough. You are nothing but a white racial bigot in judicial robes, and you know it, he yelled. Nothing but a southern racist, northern style. So Latona demanded he be bound and gagged. The exhausting lengths authorities went to silence Sostrin makes one thing clear. When we take control of our own education, they fear that we'll challenge their systems and win. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.